Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechas Bachim, Perek Ches, Mishnah Ches, Mishnah Tes. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zeichet Avayin Reziva Gohagun, B'Karav Mamish. And we continue discussing different cases of blood getting mixed up with each other and what they do regarding the Zrika. So Mishnah Ches tells us, Dam Tamimim B'dam Bali Mumin. We have blood from a carbon which was a tam, it was unblemished and it should be sprinkled on his bech, and it got mixed up with blood from a Bal Mum, a blemished carbon, which its blood is not allowed to be sprinkled. What's done? Yishavich L'Ama, it's poured into the Ama, which again is the canal that runs through the Azara, and all the liquids, the blood and water, whatever it is, goes out of the Beis HaMikdash, meaning we can't sprinkle his blood on the Mizbeach. Now let's say, kois bekoisais, a cup of blood that's allowed to be sprinkled, got mixed up with some blood that's not to be sprinkled. For example, we have two cups of blood in front of us, and we don't know which cup is which. So the bloods didn't actually get mixed up together in the same cup. It's just one cup of good blood, one cup of not good blood. What's done? We had a similar machlokes in regards to the limbs of karbanos, and so here we see it's the same thing by blood. Reb Lezer says, karv kois echad, let's say one of the cups was sprinkled, yikru kola koisais, all the cups should be brought, because he holds that the one which was sprinkled happens to have been the pasul one, so it means all the remaining ones are the kosher ones. Whereas the Chum say the exact opposite. Afilu karvu kulam chutz me'echad mehen, even if all of them were sprinkled on his bech, except for just one cup, yishavach la'amo, that cup has to be poured into the amo, because we actually assume that this one cup which is left is the pasul one, and the pasul one was not yet sprinkled. Moving on to Mishnah Tes, what about the following case? Hanitana lamata shenus arvu benitana lamala. We have two different bloods of kosher karbanos that got mixed up, but they had different chiyuvim. Some of this blood was supposed to be sprinkled below on the lower half of the mizbeach, and some of it was supposed to be sprinkled above on the upper half of the mizbeach. And we know that they can't be switched. That which is lamata has to be done lamata. That which is supposed to be lamala is supposed to be lamala. So what's done over here? Reb Lezer says yitin lamala. At first, it's sprinkled above, and v'roya anias atachtoinim lamala ki'ilu heimayim. The blood which is supposed to be sprinkled below, which is now being sprinkled above, because remember, there's a splash of all the blood being done above. We view it as if it's water, and so now we're not over an iser of sprinkling in the wrong place, because whatever blood was supposed to be below that's being done above is just being viewed as water. And then v'yachs v'yitin lamata, he now takes the rest of the blood and sprinkles it on the lower half of the mizbeach, and whatever blood here was supposed to be done in the lower half is now be done in the proper place, and whatever blood was supposed to be sprinkled in the upper half, which already was, is now just being poured at the base of the mizbeach, as we've learned earlier in the Masechta. When we have extra blood, we pour it at the base of the mizbeach, and that's what he's doing right now, so everything's fine. However, Chum and the Chum say that no, yishavchu la'ama, all this blood has to be poured into the ama, and that's because we don't say this rayin, we don't have this concept of we view it as if it's water, and therefore it's pasul, and we pour it down the ama. However, as we had in previous Mishnah, v'imloy nimlach, if the kohen didn't ask what he's supposed to do, v'nasan, and he applied the blood to the mizbeach anyway, kosher, so b'diavad it's kosher. We're going to stop for the day and pick up the Mishnah Yud and Yud Aleph with more cases. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.